Offshore gold miners near Nome will have to stay a half mile from river mouths and keep a 300-foot distance from fishing nets this summer. DNR and Fish and Game have drafted new stipulations for the 130 mining permits in the works. Fish and Game Area Manager Jim Menard.
We wanted at least a half a mile from the river, you know, to protect the out-migrating salmon smolt and protect the returning adult salmons for any disturbance from mining.
The new 300-foot buffer will apply to all set nets. The stipulations add that if a mining operation creates any turbidity, they must stay 500 feet from nets. Menard says even years have seen the biggest returns on subsistence fish over the past 8 years. He says odd years typically bring in about 30 ocean permits.
And then in an even-numbered year, there's going to be 50 to 60. So we're going to get a jump up in the fishing effort, and that's our concern is now it's an even year. There's going to be increased number of nets out in the ocean here in the Nome sub-district, and judging what we're seeing from the permits coming in from DNR's reporting to us, there's going to be an increase of miners. So we just hope, there's cooperation on all sides.
DNR's Kerwin Kraus says no final decision has been made on what recourse lessees might have. He says he has not yet spoken with the impacted miners. Kraus says the half-mile rule will not affect recreational miners. Beyond the leases, several registered claims are within the half-mile range of rivers stretching west to the Sinuk and east to the Solomon River. Kraus says they will be impacted.
So you've acquired the right to extract it, and you have the exclusive right to it. That doesn't mean that you're going to be able to extract it with machinery if you can't get permits to actually conduct the work. And obviously somebody's not going to be out there with a gold pan and shovel, which is a generally allowed practice. You know, this is a typical situation where, you know, permitting and the mining law basically, which is very old, that grants the exclusive right to the locatable mineral estate, they clash.
And the DNR has hired a seasonal employee to help manage the increased mining activity. Former police sergeant Byron Redburn will serve in the role this summer. The DNR is still working to find a boat for Redburn to use.